This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, March 6th. Nikki Haley is expected to announce that she's dropping out of the Republican presidential race. That's according to sources familiar with her plans, and she's expected to speak at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So it looks like we're heading for a rematch between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump in November, as both men had a pretty easy Super Tuesday. Trump won all but one of the 15 states voting in the Republican primaries yesterday. He didn't mention his rival Nikki Haley at all in his victory speech, but he did say this.
And we want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly.
Haley won in Vermont, just her second win in all the primaries so far, but she didn't speak to voters after the results, and her silence spoke volumes. Haley did get some supporters, though, and her voters highlight a key problem Trump could face in November: his lack of support from college-educated suburbanites. As for Biden, he dominated the Democratic primaries, typically winning about 80% of the vote. But he again faced a significant number of uncommitted votes in places like Minnesota and North Carolina, as people protest his stance on the war in Gaza, something he'll likely be battling right up until Election Day. Of course, people weren't just voting in the presidential primaries yesterday.
It looks like we're going to the general, ladies and gentlemen.
That was California Democrat Adam Schiff, who will now go head-to-head with Republican Steve Garvey after they both won their contests for the state's open Senate seat. This is the seat that the late Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein held, that's been filled by LaFonza Butler since last year. In North Carolina, Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson and Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein will compete to be the state's governor in what's expected to be one of the most competitive races of the year. And in Arizona, Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced she'll be retiring from the chamber at the end of her term this year, shaking up the battle for control of the Senate in November. The situation in Gaza is, quote, unacceptable and unsustainable. That was Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of State Antony Blinken's message to a member of the Israeli War Cabinet yesterday, as the U.S. ratchets up pressure on Israel to get more aid into Gaza. An official familiar with the matter says Benny Gantz had come to D.C. on an unsanctioned trip, meaning he wasn't joined by the Israeli ambassador for any of his meetings, causing some controversy back home. It comes as U.S. frustration is growing with the Israeli government's continued refusal to open land crossings to allow critical humanitarian supplies into Gaza. At the same time, ceasefire talks have yet to reach a breakthrough, with Hamas accusing Israel of stalling and responding to a proposal by saying that prisoners can't be exchanged until there's a permanent ceasefire and full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Alabama lawmakers are expected to vote today on a law to protect IVF in the state. It comes after the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos had the same rights as children, leading three major fertility clinics to pause IVF treatments over fears they'd be open to wrongful death lawsuits. The bill will become effective immediately if it passes and is signed by the state's governor, and at least two providers say they will start offering treatments again as soon as possible if that happens. Coming up, Miami Beach wants to break up with spring breakers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us, it's you.
That's the message from Miami Beach to spring breakers heading to Florida as it beefs up security this month.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dispatching 140 state troopers throughout his state to respond to spring break, with more than 40 heading to Miami Beach.
The state's got a lot going on. It's a fun place to be, and we want to see people do that. But we also are going to insist that people respect the law.
The city has long been a popular spot for college students. But last year, two deadly shootings led to a state of emergency and a midnight curfew. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.